Good evening.
This is KD2AIT, next control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Jeff, this net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boomerlands radio sub-repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boomerlands Exit Hill. This is an informal net. All street parties welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Boomerlands Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be Tuesday, August 16th at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northern Martin Center, 106 Dodge Street, Boomerlands, New York. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact some member who can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m., if still has not done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct a net yourself. You will find a net preamble on our website at www.boomervillearc.com. Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? Are there any echolink stations wishing to check in?
This is Kilo, Delta 2, Foxtrot, Papa Mike, Kevin James, checking in through the echolink system from Oneonta, New York, and I'm the only one in the queue, Jeff.
82 FM, Kevin James, good evening. What's going on tonight?
All right, yeah, good evening, Jeff and everyone out there. KD2FPM out here in Oneonta. Got 66 degrees with a light drizzle coming down, and we've had almost about 2.3 inches of rain over the last 24 hours. So got a little bit of a soaker down here. I don't know about you guys up there. Hopefully you got something, but not like what we got here. I mean, yeah, we're still running a bit of a deficit. And that little beep you heard in the background behind me there, my trusty microwave is cooking my dinner as we speak, and it looks like I've got a turkey dinner coming out of the microwave oven here momentarily. So with that, I will say 7-3, KD2FM, back to net control.
All right. Well, thanks for checking in there, and I think we could all use a little more rain. We haven't got much here. We didn't rain today, but not a lot. So, all right, Kevin, thanks for checking in. We'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT, make control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
M2PFM, good evening, Jeff.
And 5AOW, good evening.
BC2WI.
Okay, there's three more. We'll start at the top there with N2PFM. George, good evening. What's going on tonight?
Well, good evening, Jeff, everybody on the net. Kevin James might be surprised to know I'm actually 3 degrees warmer than he is. I'm at 69 degrees here after a temperature range today of 64 to 77. And a couple little peaks of sunshine, lots of clouds, a couple short periods of rain, and as we speak here, it's raining lightly here on the mountainside. So that's the situation here. It'll take all the rain we can get, even if it's just a drips and drabs. I think tomorrow's supposed to be a soaker, but we'll see what really happens. But that will say God bless in 73, Zen 2, PFM clear.
All right, George. Well, I think we could use a soaker, to be honest with you. It's been real dry. I noticed the honeysuckle bushes were a little droopy yesterday. When they start to get like that, then you know it's dry. Those things could live in the desert, practically. So. All right, have a good one, George. Thanks for checking in. We'll catch up with you later. All right, let's see. N5AOW, Bob, good evening. What's going on tonight?
Good evening, Jeff, N5AOW, everyone. Pretty doggone decent day today, even though it was a little on the rainy side. We needed some moisture, and it helped out a lot of, with the lawns and everything else, just to dampen things and take care of the dryness we had. I noticed in the yard it was different times I was watering the lawn with the sprinkler and what have you, but at least this way it seems to do a whole lot better job. I don't know, I've tried shooting water up in the air and all kinds of ways to make it grow like it does with the rain, but it never seems to do that. So, but other than that, good day. Got a few things done inside, got some done outside. You can't complain about any of it. So, with that, I'll turn it back to you, Jeff. You have a great evening also. And 5AOW, back to net control.
Yeah, I hear you. I ran the sprinkler yesterday in the garden. Just, I had planted a bunch of new fruit trees in there, and I didn't trust the weather report because it's been too long without rain. I wanted to get them soaked up good. And, well, we got some today, but like I said, I looked out at the deck there underneath the chairs of the deck furniture. The deck was still dry. The rest of the deck was wet, but that was still dry, so that told me we didn't get enough today. All right. Have a good one. KC2WIP, good evening. Funny, I was just thinking maybe you might know. We're getting ready to plan a little hike up there. Bob Costin was telling me there that there's a, up on the Black River there, where we were talking about there, up off the North Lake Road there, where he said he could hike in where the old bridge used to be. He said right up there there's a 400-foot waterfall, and I'm pretty sure I found it here on the Google Earth, but I was wondering if you ever been up that way, and what do you think about it? So, all right, KCCWI, what's going on tonight?
KC2WI, that sounds really interesting. At 400 foot, though, I think that's exaggerating. Seems to me, I'm just trying to think, where would there be that much of an elevation drop in that area that, you know, that quickly? But I don't know. And you would think, if there was such a thing, there would be a pretty good trail to it. It would be known, but hey, maybe it's a secret. We shouldn't talk about it too much on the air, because everything, all that good stuff that gets found out gets ruined one way or another. It gets trashed or somebody decides to close it off. But anyway, yeah, let me know. I haven't been there. I've been into that road down to where the bridge was. You know, that was at one time, obviously, I think the marker's still there for a snowmobile trail. I don't think I ever went across the river there. Pretty overgrown on the other side. That sounds really, really interesting. Worth a bushwhack for sure. It is 70 degrees here. It's been, I don't know if it's really gotten warmer in the house. Maybe it has, but I've been, you know, rushing around. I do this all the time. Plans to, we'll see what happens tomorrow, but the Hamilton County Family Fun Day was moved from next Monday to this Monday. We're going to do radio at it, so I'll probably go up in the morning. And a guy came over that I met at the Ham Fest, and he brought me, he said, I got some ham sticks I'm not using. I'll take a ride up there. And he said, I just don't have room for this stuff. I'm in an apartment now. He's got a, in his car, he's got a TS-590, which is a good-sized radio, bolted right up to the dash, and he's got a nice, Tar Heel, little Tar Heel, one of the, not the little one, but, anyway, he brought me, a few ham sticks, and he brought me, part of a thing that he made. It's called like a, it's sort of like the same idea as the Buddy Pole. And he said, I got to find the whip that uses two MFJ telescoping whips. He says, I'll let you know. I'll send them up. Anyway, so I decided that, boy, I have one of those dual hamstick brackets to make a hamstick dipole. I know just where it is, or so I thought. And I'm going to take that with me. I looked at these hamsticks. I said, oh, there's a 40-meter one, there's an 80-meter one, and there's a 17-meter one, and a 20. I don't have a 20, but I have a, well, actually, I could make a 20, but I have 80-40-17, And actually, I have my bug catcher would work on 20. Boy, I'm going to get that bracket and take it with me. And for the last 3-4 hours, I've been instead of packing up, because I want to do a little camping and stuff, I presume it's going to clear up. I've been, like, cleaning the house, looking for that. I knew exactly where it was, bracket. And it, so I moved the whole, I had a whole little box or bag of that kind of antenna hardware stuff. It's not where I thought it was, and so now I'm looking at boxes and sorting and wasting an awful lot of time, and I haven't got anything else done, so hopefully I can recoup without being up till midnight. And I haven't looked at the weather, but boy, it just kept changing, didn't it? It was going to be rainy today, and then a little rain tomorrow, and then clear up. And then it was going to be rain, you know, rain this morning, and then it was going to be rain at 1 o'clock. And except for a little sprinkle here in the afternoon, it only started raining maybe half an hour ago, and it was overcast. I went out, I was going to go out in a canoe, and I decided, you know, I got to cut the grass before it gets wet and starts growing, and I got to vacuum, move and rake up, and I actually use a shop vac to vacuum up a lot of the sawdust in the grass from the tree. And so by the time I got out on the river, it wasn't very nice. I took a little kayak, a canoe paddle, and swam and came back. Anyway, so it's surprising to hear that people had 2 inches of rain, because the little bit it rained soaked it right up, and it was warm enough and whatever, and until about maybe it was an hour and a half ago it started. But anyway, that's the scoop here, KC2WI.
All right. Well, yeah, we didn't get a lot of rain here. For a little bit, it kind of rained for, I don't know, maybe an hour, and I noticed it. But then after that, it was just sitting most of the day. So, well, I've been looking closer at the map here, and I went to the All Trails map, and it shows, it's where, at least where I think this waterfall is, it's right where the old trail went through. Now, this trail may be different than the one we were thinking of with the bridge, because on the other side of the river where it shows the trail continuing, that's private land, and there's a big camp right there. So that can't be the one that people walk down through now, because you'd walk right into this guy's yard. I don't think that's the same spot. I think that bridge is further down somewhere. Anyway, when you if you look at it on Google Earth there, it's not that far up from Far Road, maybe a mile or so, and you see this big long white streak there, which I'm assuming is the water as it's coming down. But it's hard to tell, then it comes into a big basin down there. That's what it looks like. But I think it's going to be a fun hike to find out one way or the other. But he said he was telling me it's a pretty impressive sight. So can't hurt. Me and the boys, we're planning a big a hike here in a couple weeks. So that might be a good one to go to. And then worst comes to worst, if you can't find the falls, you could always go swimming and fishing. So that'll be the backup plan. Anyway. All right, Pete. Well, thanks for checking in. You have a good evening. We'll catch up with you later. KD2AIT, and that's control for the Black River Valley Service Network. Listen for checking. Well, for myself, I had to work most of this entire weekend, so I managed to sit around the campfire for a bit last night, and that was kind of nice. had to work today, and I'm going to work right up into the week. I just got a bunch of projects to get done. I've got to get done, and hopefully that'll give me some extra time off for the weekend coming up. But you never know. And we have a lot of firewood to split yet up at camp, so time off. Anyway, now what else to report? So, construction side here at the desk. All right, KD2AIT, are there any other check-ins for the Black River Valley Service Night?
KC2NBU.
KC2NBU, hey, good evening. What's going on tonight?
We got 67 degrees, and it finally stopped raining, so it's turning out to be quite nice out there. I was thinking about heading back over to the fair, but just don't have enough energy.
Alright, I didn't make it to the fair at all this whole time. Kids went up a million times, I didn't go. So, well, alright, Ray, well, have a good evening. Thanks for checking in, we'll catch up with you later. Are there any other check-ins for the Black River Valley Service Center? Any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? Alright, hearing none, I'm now closed. Black River Valley Service Center, return the frequency of regular air machines. I'd like to thank Kevin James, George, Bob, Pete, and Ray for checking in tonight. And say 73 is anyone listening in. This is KD2AIT, clear.
Is the repeater in you? Good evening, this is W2ZRXM for the Oneida County Traffic and Emergency Net. Currently being held on the 145-17 repeater, but as always, looking for check-ins up here on the 655 Boulevard repeater. Station's called out, please.
Red 5AOW, good evening. No check-in, no traffic, pardon me.
KC2NVU, good evening, no traffic.
Perfect. Good evening. I have N5AOW and KC2MBU. Thank you all for checking in. Anyone else for that? All stations are welcome. Okay, we'll make a final call for our city, Oneida County Traffic and Emergency Net. Is anyone looking to check in with or without traffic? All are welcome. Okay. Alright, we're turning nothing further. 7-3 gentlemen, thank you all for checking in. Have a good evening. W2ZXM QSY.